The Noise Pop Podcast is brought to you in part by Amoeba Music. Known worldwide as the coolest independent music store, with the biggest, most diverse, and affordable selection of new and used vinyl, DVDs, and CDs found anywhere. With locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Hollywood, Amoeba is always where the action is. Whether you come to Amoeba to see your favorite band play a live in-store show, or you're asking for a recommendation from their knowledgeable staff, you'll have an experience you just can't get anywhere else. Let Amoeba be your ultimate source for inspiration. Visit them in-store or online at amoeba.com.
Welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast, bringing you the music and artists that you should be listening to. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from Different First Studios in San Francisco, California. It's the second half of the month, which means today is a Noisemakers episode, and this edition is dedicated to songs from albums that are coming out in May. Super stoked on the tracks that we've got lined up today, and at the end, we'll bring you an interview with our guest, singer and producer, Jesse Lanza. Let's get into it. It's only 4 degrees, it's only 4 degrees. Recognize that distinct and velvety voice? That's a Noni, the new moniker of Anthony Haggerty of Anthony and the Johnsons. And that voice recently got her a 2016 nomination for an Academy Award for the track Manta Ray from the documentary Racing Extinction. Now, the second single from Anoni's upcoming album, Hopelessness, is called Drone Bomb Me, and the album's executive produced by Hudson Mohawk and Daniel Lopatin of 106 Point Never. On this track, you're going to hear punishing bass and horn samples that are super typical of what Hudmo productions sound like on his total banger, Chimes. There's actually an interesting story that goes with Hopelessness and Anoni and Hudmo. So they worked together last year on the track Indian Steps from Hudmo's 2015 album, Lantern. And in this recent Pitchfork interview that ran with Anoni, she talks about how Hudmo wanted to work with her and had sent her 7 tracks to add vocals to for Lantern. So she did, and then she comes back to him and says, "You can have one of these for the album, and I want the other 6. And this is one of those 6 songs. The other ones also appear on her new album, and we've linked that article on our blog at noisepop.com/podcast for you to read more. Now back to Drone Bomb Me. The song's about a young Afghani girl who laments that her family was killed by an American drone bomb. In fact, much of the new album touches on political critiques of the Obama administration. The song carries a heavy message, and the music video totally mirrors that mood. There's this interpretive dance troupe recreating the drone attack, and then there's cuts of a weeping Naomi Campbell lip-syncing the song. It's pretty stunning, and we put that video up on our blog as well, so check it out. Hopelessness is out May 6th on Secretly Canadian and Rough Trade. And here's Drone Bomb Me by Anoni.
Crystal dust, lay my purple on the ground. let me be the one. The one that you choose from above.
After all,
I'm partly to blame. So don't bomb me. Blow me from the mountains. Blow me from the mountains and into the sea. I'm not so innocent. I blow my head out, explode my crystal guts.
That was Drone Bomb Me by Anoni. White Lung is a power punk outfit from Vancouver, led by the strong vocals of singer Mishwe. It's funny, because I remember when I was at South by Southwest in 2013, and I was talking to this label head, and he was telling me that they were one of the bands that he was most excited about. So now fast forward to 2016, and it seems as though they finally arrived. Also on their website, instead of a band bio, there's a really sweet Q&A with Annie Clark from St. Vincent, so talk about a cosign. And their newest album, Paradise, is out May 6th on Domino Records, and they've really smoothed out a lot of the grit from their first three albums. Like, they've shaped it into something that's tinged in more pop sounds, and if you listen to the first single, Hungry, it really fits that formula. But the track we're going to play for you now is called Kiss Me When I Bleed, and it's just powerful, loud-ass rock and roll. Straight up, I fucking love this band. Brace yourself for this one. Here's Kiss Me When I Bleed by White Lung.
We'll be right back.
Okay, now that your heart rate is thoroughly pounding after that White Lung track, let's bring it back down with a love song. Mutual Benefit is New York-based singer-songwriter Jordan Lee. To me, this is the ultimate Sunday night living room music. Mutual Benefit has a new album out May 20th called Skip a Sinking Stone on Mom and Pop Records, and the track we're going to play for you today is called Lost Dreamers, and it has a super orchestral sound, like where it almost feels like you're laying on the grass, back up against a tree, not a care in the world. And when life moves fast, what I love about Mutual Benefit's music is that the world kind of stops around me when it's on. So take a deep breath and relax. This is Lost Dreamers from Mutual Benefit.
Let's take the long way home. Let's throw away our phone. We can see stars.
So if you've been following along on the Noise Pop podcast, our Noisemakers episodes have kind of been evolving. First, we gave you four tracks. Then we gave you four interviews along with tracks on our South by Southwest edition. And now starting with this episode and every Noisemakers episode moving forward, we're going to feature one interview with one of the artists towards the end of the show. And I'm so excited that the first Noisemakers interview in this format is with Jesse Lanza. Jesse's an experimental synth pop singer and producer, the modern one-woman band. And the follow-up to her kick-ass debut album, Pull My Hair Back, is called Oh No, out May 13th on Hyperdub. And she's really up the game on this one. The tempos are raised, and it's just more of a dance floor album. It pulls in footwork sounds and eclectic electro vibes. The track we're highlighting is called VV Violence, and it's co-produced by Jesse and Jeremy Greenspan of Junior Boys. In fact, Jesse and Jeremy, who are from the same town of Hamilton, Ontario, have been production partners since her first album, and if you're a fan of Junior Boys, you're gonna love this. Before we play you the track, Jesse told us about her experience of putting together VV Violence.
I wrote that track really quickly, actually, and I remember it was right in the middle of summer, and it was really hot, and like when I was doing the vocals, I was really agitated because like my studio is basically like two closets. I'm like in a room within a room with no windows and no air conditioning, so I was like so fucking hot, and I remember just being like, oh, I just want to get this done, like, you know, I think I carried that feeling into my studio that day. I think I was pissed off because, like, it was hot, and I was pissed off because, you know, somebody, like, sometimes on the streets around, I mean, it can happen anywhere, around my studio or, like, around my house, there's just, like, you know, people say shit to you that really bothers me, like, well, like, why don't you smile more, like, and, yeah, let me think of something that isn't negative. I did the drums, like, which are pretty simple, initially. I mean, they got more complicated once Jeremy got brought into the picture, but, so I had, like, a bunch of synth parts and the drums and the vocals and, like, a skeleton of the song, and then I took it to Jer's studio, and that's when, like, he brought in all the kind of, like, big bass sounds. Like, I know he used a lot of layered SH-101, and he, like, did some crazy drums on that song that we ended up taking out, actually, because it was, like, getting a little too crazy. And then, like, that breakdown part in the middle, Jer really went for a rip with his Jupiter 8 for that part. Oh, and we had sent the album to Hyperdub. Like, there was a whole bunch of songs that got cut, actually. We had sent, like, kind of the first cut of the record to Hyperdub, and they were like, yeah, it's kind of there, but not quite, you know? And I was just like, which in retrospect was good, and I totally respect their opinions, and I'm really happy that they suggested we go back and do some more tracks, because I don't think I would have been happy with the original cut of the record. But I think I was frustrated that day especially, so I went in with all these kind of shitty feelings, and then I did VV Violence really fast, like in an afternoon, the original kind of skeleton of it, all the words for sure, and I came out feeling a lot better.
Yeah, I say it to your face, but it doesn't mean a thing. No!
that concludes this edition of Noisemakers. Actually, there's one more bonus track that I just got to share with you. I heard this one just before we got into the studio to put this episode together, and it gave me crazy goosebumps. It's Taylor McFerrin's remix of Hiatus Coyote's Laputa, and it features a verse from Anderson .Paak, who totally slays it. Taylor McFerrin is Bobby McFerrin's son. Yes, that's the Don't Worry Be Happy singer, but their styles couldn't be more different. Taylor's an electronic producer on Flying Lotus's Brainfeeder label, and his debut album, Early Riser, was one of the most slept-on albums in 2014. We've linked it on our blog, and you gotta hear it. Now, his next album is due out later this year on Brainfeeder, and that's really all we know. And yeah, I know it's not a May release, but it's a bonus, am I right? We'll leave you with Taylor McFerrin's Laputa remix by Hiatus Coyote, featuring Anderson .Paak. Thanks for joining us, and if you haven't subscribed to the Noise Pop Podcast already, I know there's some of you out there, hit us up on iTunes or on Stitcher. The Noise Pop Podcast is produced by Ashley Ann Krigbaum. Our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig. And many, many thanks to our guest, Jesse Lanza. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers.
This episode of the Noise Pop Podcast is powered by Do the Bay.
Let's check out arts.
Okay, let's check out the arts.
Okay, and then we can just scroll
through. The best resource for finding out what's going on in the Bay Area and beyond.
And then there's happy hours.
Staff picks at the Roxy Theater. Oh, that's really cool.
Curated by locals for locals, Do the Bay is the number one event site in the Bay.
And then, wait, what? How does the map work? You can search this area.
Win tickets to hundreds of events, secret shows, exclusive parties, and more.
I am seriously going to add this to my phone.
Visit dothebay.com or download the free Do Stuff app and start doing awesome stuff.
That's what we want to do.